Well, it's now my very great privilege to ask the First Minister to share with us his vision for Wales. He has precisely 4 minutes in which to do this, as we all have been by the harshness of the bell. We're very much looking forward to hearing what he has to say, and I'll hand over to him now. Thank you.
Well, Dave, diolch yn fawr I chi, anghyfeillion. Mae'n pleser mawr, wrth gwrs, pleser a fraint hefyd I fi bod yma heno ac I rannu da chi o'r aiselwadau ac I cymryd ran yn y trafodaethau. I've got 4 minutes, as you've heard, and I've got 5 things to say. So I'm going to rattle them past you as fast as I can. And in that brief period of time, what I really want to do is just to share some basic and foundational values that I believe we need to try and go on cherishing here in Wales. So the first thing that I want to say in terms of a vision for Wales is that we go on being a place where diversity is valued as a fundamental part of the way that we think about ourselves, conduct our relations with others, that we celebrate the fact that we have been lucky enough to attract other people from other parts of the world to come and make their futures part of our future here in Wales. So my second value is that of solidarity. I think we are in the business of trying to create a solidarity society here in Wales. And we're very lucky because we do that on the basis of foundations of many generations, when people in Wales have recognised that we all do better when we act together, where we understand that the fate of any one of us is bound up in the fate of us all. And that sense of solidarity in which we recognise that the things that matter to our neighbours are the things that matter to us as well, and that we have a common sense of the things that are important to us and the things that we would want to achieve. You heard Bishop June rattle through the 5 giants that Beveridge said stood on the pathway to progress. And in our society, there is a 6th giant, I think, that we face today, and that's the giant of loneliness. That sense that people have of not being linked with others in the place where they happen to live. And the job of us all, and this room is full of people who do this already, is to reach out to those people and create those bonds of solidarity that make the society that we want to create here. And my third value is that of equality. The pursuit not simply of equality of opportunity, but of equality of outcome. Because more equal societies do better. When the gap is narrowed between the top and the bottom, then those societies do better economically, they enjoy better health, and they create those solidaristic bonds that recognize that our fellow citizens are assets, not problems to be solved, as you've heard, but people who, in their co-productive way, have a contribution to make. And that every one of us is somebody who has an expertise to offer. Every one of us has an experience to share with others. And that when we do that, we all emerge more powerfully as a result. I hadn't heard anything about what Peterson Superilli were going to say about leadership, but my final 2 points are about how do we translate those values into practical action. And the first one for me is about a form of leadership that is collective and distributive in the way that you heard those young people say. No one person has in their hands all that is necessary to provide leadership. Everybody has a leadership contribution to make. I always say when I am on public platforms to anybody who comes across a problem that needs to be solved, that the first question any one of us should ask ourselves is not who else is going to solve this problem, but what is the small contribution that we ourselves are going to make? Because when you add all those contributions up, that's the sort of leadership we need here in Wales. And finally, and I knew I'd be the first person to get the bell rung on me this evening, but finally, just to say, as well as that sense of collective and distributed leadership. I believe that the most important obligation on people who believe in progressive causes is to make progress. And that does mean, as June said, being willing to regard compromise not as a dirty word or as a defeat, but as a triumph of that understanding that if you want to make progress, you've got to make compromises. You've got to draw people along with you. And that means understanding their point of view as well as your own and coming together in that sense of a hopeful consensus through which we can genuinely make the progress we want to see. Diolch yn fawr. Thank you very much.
Thank you, First Minister, for presenting that vision, so much of which resonates, I think, with what we're about in Citizens Cymru, solidarity, participatory democracy, and people's power to change their own lives. We'd just like to ask you about your willingness to work with Citizens Cymru Wales, to which a simple yes or no answer is enough. Will you meet a Citizens Cymru Wales delegation once a year to review progress on our work together and agree a plan for the year ahead?
Well, if you'll have me back, yes.
Will you nominate a special advisor to relate to Citizens Cymru Wales day to day and to help us work out which ministers and officials we should relate to?
Yes, definitely. That's easy.
And finally, will you agree to attend the Citizens Cymru Wales Accountability Assembly on March the 18th, 2021?
Wow.
Ahead of the next election in May 2021.
Yeah, Dave, of course, I will. You know, I have a job to remember what I'm doing tomorrow. But come 2021, and if you invite me, I'll be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. I would now like to introduce Oriel Miller, Director of the Institute of Welsh Affairs. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Sorry, Mark. I would now like to introduce Oriel Miller, Director of the Institute of Welsh Affairs, to ask the First Minister a few brief questions on the big challenges facing Wales.
I've got my timer on. First Minister, you said you had no burning desire to be First Minister, but now that you are, what is it that you want the people of Wales to know about you first and foremost? And what do you want to be remembered for doing? You've talked about your values. We want to talk now about actions.
I'm uncomfortable at the question because I tried to say in my opening remarks that I'm not a fan of that sort of style of leadership that as a single individual, as though they were the person who carries the whole of that responsibility. When I said in the leadership election that I had no burning desire to be First Minister, I meant it. I have no personal ambition of that sort. I'm immensely ambitious for Wales and for what we can achieve together. And in a sense, you know, if I were to think of the questions that you asked, what would I like people to know about me? I'd like them to know that my ambition is to work with them, to do the things that they want to see done, to attend to those bread and butter things that make a difference in people's lives. And if there was something to be remembered for, not that I think of things in that way, then top of my list of priorities is to do those small and practical things that make a lot difference in the lives of those children who are growing up in poverty in Wales today. A shameful number of our children grow up unable to take for granted the things that other children simply know they can have simply by asking. And I think it is the job of government, working with others, to create the conditions in which those children who have, after all, only one childhood to live, that we do everything that we can to make that childhood full of those opportunities that will make a difference to them and as a result make a difference to the rest of us.
Thank you. Welsh Government, like the UK Government, has been consumed by Brexit for the last couple of years. We can't get away from this. The country remains as divided as ever. because of the vote. What is it that you will do to help the nation and our communities to heal and to put Wales and our citizens, including those people you talked about before who have settled here from elsewhere, in the best possible position for the future?
Well, I do think we've done very well to get to this part of the evening without mentioning Brexit.
Sorry.
I spend so much of my time dealing with. Let me think of the last part of the question first, because there is a real challenge for us to make sure that we get that message over to people who, as I say, we have been lucky enough to attract to become part of our society here in Wales, working in our hospitals, working in our universities, working in many businesses across Wales. Mm. We have to work doubly hard to get the message across to them that we value them, that we want them to be here, that every day they spend with us is a day of celebration for the rest of us. We will do a whole series of practical things as a Welsh Government, making sure that those people who now have to apply for settled status, so they can remain here in the long term, that they know about that, that they know what they've got to do, that we put information in front of them. My anxiety actually is not for the person who is a consultant in a hospital or a professor in a university, because they probably know about this already. My anxiety is for the people who work in St. Mary and Meats Factory in Merthyr or in the agricultural industry in the west of Wales and who probably don't follow the news and may not realise even that this is something that they have to do. So we will be doing work to reach out to them, to make sure that we are able, sometimes through the Catholic Church and through Catholic schools, where we're able to reach parents directly to make sure that we can assist them in that job of regularising their position here and going on being part of our society. More broadly, we are a deeply divided society as far as Brexit is concerned. My responsibility is always to speak up for the form of leaving the European Union that protects our economy, protects jobs, that puts the future of our prosperity first. And I think if we can do that, then we will have a platform from which we can do the healing job that lies beyond Brexit. If we leave the European Union on different terms, if we crash out and without a deal, then the damage that will be done here in Wales will be such that that job of healing will be made immeasurably more difficult.
That leads us on to the last question that I think we're going to have time for, which is, we've obviously got a really engaged community with us this evening. And one of the things that we at the IWA are really focused on is, what does a vibrant modern democracy in Wales look and feel like? Turnout at assembly elections is still 20% lower than at general elections. What can you do and your government do to encourage voters in Wales to take a much more active interest in democracy? And what's the role of the media in this, and the indigenous Welsh media in this?
Well, the bell's going to ring several times during this answer, because this is a subject in which I feel absolutely passionately, and we are about to bring forward a bill in the Assembly to try and do some of the things that Ariel has referred to. We're going to extend the franchise to 16 and 17-year-olds. We're going to extend the franchise to anybody who lives and works in Wales, whichever part of the world they have come from. We think they have a stake in our future. They should be able to express that democratically. And we want to bring the simple business of voting into the 21st century. Why is it that we vote on a Thursday? Well, it's because it was half-day closing in 1884. That's the reason why. Why do people have to trail to a long-distant and uncomfortable hall to write with a pencil on a piece of paper? I phoned my mother at home in Carmarthen, and she says to me, I'm too busy to speak to you now because I'm voting for some pop star in a competition on the television. She's using her telephone to do it. And my mother is 89 years old. Now, we need to do more to make that simple business of voting more accessible to people, more in the way that they live the rest of their lives. And that will help to revive our democracy. And in relation to your final question, the role of the media, it is pivotal here in Wales. If you look at those turnout figures, the turnout figures in Wales are at their least at the English border and at their most on the far west of Wales. Is that because people in the far west of Wales are more likely to vote? No. It's because if you live on the English border, you get your news from transmitters that are based in England and give you English news. If you live in the west of Wales, you get your news through Welsh channels and you know about the Assembly and what's going on. There's a great deal more we have to do to try and make sure that citizens in Wales have the opportunities they need to learn about what is carried out in their name. And if we do that successfully, then I think we will draw more of them into that sort of democratic participation.
Diolch yn fawr.